Good morning, church. Morning, pastor. Morning, my brothers and sisters. Yes, continue where she stopped. We'll be talking about relationship. It's a relationship month. And I've got 10 minutes, and my brother will say my time has started. I'm going to start with this real-life scenario. To let us know and understand the power of positive relationship. That is where I'm taking it from. Power of positive relationship. Four beautiful young ladies enrolled for an international tournament, competition. Beautiful ladies, Nigerian University, they enrolled for the tournament. It's a mediation tournament organized by the International Chamber of Commerce. ICC is the world's largest arbitral body. They're all in UI. 3 days of intensive session. Power of positive relationship, please. We cannot afford to downplay. 20 universities from different parts of the world. Grade A universities, University of Singapore, King's College, London. They were there. UI was the only Nigerian university and the only African university that was enrolled. The tournament started. 3 days, intensive session. Mediation, negotiating over a judgment debt. These four ladies, they represented the creditor, the people that wanted to enforce a judgment debt. We may not realize it that one of the hardest people to deal with is a debtor. Who agrees with me? When someone is owing money, how do you productively relate with that person? It is either the person is conciliatory or aggressive. So they started negotiations. And at the end of the tournament, of the competition, 10 awards were given. And UI, first time they were taking part in this global event, they came sixth. University of Singapore, I think, came first or something. King's College, London, Great AAA University, they came seventh. So I think we should just clap for UI. Do you know what happened? One of them is in this church, our own T-Babe. I now asked her, this was that you even did better than your mom, your mother's school. Your grandfather sent her spent a lot of money to send her to King's College. And you are there. You are able to, because King's College came seventh, they came sixth. She now said, well, it wasn't really what they knew about mediation that stood them up, but how they behaved and their response to the situation. Ladies and gentlemen, relationship stands on two legs. What you say and how you behave towards the relationship object. Relationship, by definition, is how you interact or regard another person or a thing or object. So when we say we have a positive relationship with another person, that is to say, how do we get along with the person or with the thing? Please, this is for young people. We've made our mistakes. And to the glory of God, he has been corrected to an extent. You know, he repairs mistakes. He corrects mistakes. But the essence is that starting life, we should be careful to observe some fundamentals that will guide us in our growth. Maya Wafashola, I don't know why you are here, but relationship building, ladies and gentlemen, and to the young ones, it announces you on the world stage. Please note that and write it down. Positive relationship announces you on the world stage. And how is that so? You interact with each other. You interact with the object of the relationship. Please, I stand here to tell you that we relate with our vision, relate with objects, relate with our goals. Relationship is not just relating one to another as in human beings. So it is the value that you place on the relationship object that transforms the relationship to positive or negative. That is my humble submission this morning. Now, the question the young ones should be asking themselves is, what value do you place on the object of relationship? Which may be your career, which may be your dream, which may be your next, your work, your co-worker. What value do I place on this relationship object? That is the only thing that can stand you in good stead as you start your lives. The award just didn't happen. The award was a result of conscious and deliberate streamlining of effort. In 3 days, the judges were studying them. They were observing how they reacted to what was being given to them by the opposing party, the judgment debtors. They were observing them to see how well they could manage the situation. The young ones, life is a stage, and you are being watched also. You are being watched by your superiors. You are being watched by your peers. You are being watched in church. And more especially, you are being watched by God. Now, the question is, how do I ascribe a positive or good value to the relationship object? There is no way in your relationship, in your career, you must value the relationship object. In our days, my first employment was as a young counselor, 1,500, that was my salary, 1992. FRA, they were paying 5K. So when we started work, our generation, we sort of despised what we were doing. But see, the people that had a healthy relationship with their employment that time also, we saw the trajectory that they navigated. The chambers I worked, 1,500 were being paid. I left because I felt it wasn't aligned with my expectations. But the ones that persevered, there are some stands today. So, ladies and gentlemen, the young ones, the value you place on the relationship object, your career, is very, very important. How you regard your career, relationship is how you interact one to another or interact with the relationship object. How much can an employer pay, realistically? So it is the value you place on why I'm being in employment that works for you. How do we put a positive value on... Please signal when I'm out of time, please. I've got 4 minutes, I think. How do we now put a positive relationship or positive value to our relationship? That is what we have to now decode. It is no rocket science. It starts with the person, it continues with the person, and it ends with the relationship object. How does it start with the person? It starts by knowing and appreciating that relationship basically entails knowledge of what to do, how to do, and when to do. What should I do in this situation? When should I do what I should do? And how should I do it? And also, in alignment with that, because relationship stands on two legs, it is, what do I say in this circumstance? How do I say it? And when do I say it? Ladies and gentlemen, the young ones, once you have an appreciation of these two fundamentals, your relationship will be positive, whether to your career, whether to one another, whether to your parents. We need that knowledge. And it can only be gotten from a place of introspection. That is why we continue to hammer on that. Self-awareness, my brother Lou took that last week. It starts with that. I must know what I'm prone to. I must know the triggers that set me off. I must have an emotional audit. But it doesn't end there. It now leads to relational awareness. What my actions or my behavior or my word will have on the other person. So from self-awareness, which is the first foundational block, to relational awareness, then to productive relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, we are enjoined to have positive relationship in our existence. Not only will it take us far, not only will it announce us as they announce our girls. The judges still call them today. The ICC judges still call them today. Because they were really impressed with how they performed. For the young ones, it will announce it was for the mid-level officers, bank or whatever you are working, positive relationship will always put you in good stead for advancement. That is what owns the workplace now. Relationship building. But unless you ascribe the appropriate value to the relationship object, self-awareness will not get you anywhere. From self-awareness to relational awareness to ascribing positive value to the relationship object, then the sky remains the limit. So please, the takeaway is at every point in time, let us assess ourselves that what should I do? How should I do? And when should I do? As we are careful to observe this, our relationship will continue to be positive. Thank you very much.